I'm going to share with you the power of prophetic decrees. Decrees. Importante yung decrees as Christians. You know, I remember when President Duterte, nang nanalo siya, there were, may mga proclamations, may mga presidential decrees siyang ginawa. Remember those? Yung una, I remember yung curfew ng 10 for minors. Remember? But, meron isa siyang kasunod doon na presidential decree. Pinagbawal niya ang kumanta sa karaoke after 10 p.m. Alam niyo yun? Unfortunately, after 10 lang ako kumakanta eh. So yung career ko sa karaoke, pa-start pa lang, laos na kaagad, wala na eh. No? But, you imagine, walang karaoke. And when you talk about presidential decrees or decrees, these are laws that are enacted that affect a lot of people, right? It affects a lot of us. Now, I don't know what happened doon sa curfew or sa karaoke, how it was enforced. Dito kumakanta pa after 10 p.m. Wala na naman ano eh. So, the decrees, actually, the effectiveness o yung mga decrees na yon is also dependent doon sa mga nag-i-enforce, right? Doon sa mga nag-i-enforce yung decrees. Now, I want you to understand, there's power in decrees. Now, let me define what decree is. A decree is actually a formal and authoritative order. It's an order, okay? Coming from an authority, especially one having the force of law. A judicial decision or order, one of the eternal purpose of God by which events are foreordained. So pag may decree, it is enforced by law, enforced by the police, may judicial action. Kung hindi mo sinunod, okay, baka makulong ka, may fine ka o makulong ka. That's what a decree is, a presidential decree or any of those decrees. Now, again, you know, hindi naman tayo presidente, but there is, we are actually serving someone higher. We're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and He has issued decrees in His Word, the Bible. Do you know that the Bible is a book full of God's decrees, full of God's promises, full of God's will and testament. Yun yung mga decree ni Lord para sa atin, for us, and for the nation, and for the nations of the earth. And that's why tayo yung enforcer nito. In fact, sabi niya sa Job chapter 22, verse 28, you shall decree a thing. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you shall decree a thing. Tayo pinapa-decree ni Lord. Tayo yun. Okay? As His representatives here on earth. And when we decree it, what does the Bible say? It will be established for you. So we only have to decree something in alignment to the Word of God, in alignment to His will, and it shall be established for you so that the light will shine on your ways. So it's very important yung pag-uusapan natin tonight. Now, do you know that Jesus taught this power to make decrees? Jesus taught us the power of the decree. It says in Matthew chapter 17, you know the scripture, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Sabi mo yan, nothing is impossible. When we make a decree, okay, according to what Jesus said, according to what the Bible says, according to His will, it only takes a small seed of faith. A small seed of faith. Because if we have God's will, it takes faith and God's word combined. Kailangan mag-combine yun. Some of us, we know the word of God. We hear these decrees. We hear these proclamations that the Bible says, but we don't combine it with faith. Kailangan i-combine natin. And tonight we will do that. We will combine God's decrees with God's faith. In fact, it's not here, but the mustard seed of faith is God's faith itself. Okay? When we have that, something is unleashed in the spirit. And so, in fact, Abraham, when he was doing this, remember, Abraham was 75 when he heard this pronouncement of God. Because sometimes decrees are instantaneous, but sometimes it takes time. But you continue to not waver in unbelief, but combine what you hear from God, combine it with faith. And for Abraham, kahit na gurang na siya, di ba, 75. 80, wala pa rin. 85, 90, 95. And before he turned 100, finally, but he kept declaring. Kahit wala pa siyang baby, he kept declaring. Sabi sa Romans 4, Abraham being called the father of many nations. Can you imagine? Ang pangalan niya, exalted father. Wala siyang anak, exalted father. And then God changed it to a father of many nations. Mas matindi ngayon, right? But what did he do? He called the things that are that not as though they are. Kahit hindi pa nangyayari, he kept declaring and proclaiming the things that are not as though they were. Nakita na niya. He believed it. He combined what God's promise, he combined it with faith. Listen, there are things that we can pray for. But I believe there are also things that you just need to make a decree because you know God has already spoken it. Because God has already decreed it. It's part of the will of God. We just need to align our will, our mind to His will, to His mind. I want you to understand that Jesus wants us to express, to make this declaration, decree things. Not just pray things, but decree things. Secondly, decrees can bring a shift in the heavens and on earth. Decrees can bring a shift. You know, Jesus said, when he taught the disciples how to pray, and sabi niya, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. When we make a decree, we're actually agreeing. Because meron ng, may picture na si God lang gusto niya mangyari dito, nandun na sa heaven. It's like a picture of heaven. He wants to bring it down here on earth. And there are shifts, okay? Noong nagkaroon ng earthquake, you know, earthquakes are a result of shifts in the mantle, in the core of the earth, right? Nag-shift yan, kaya nag-iiba. But you know what? When we begin to decree the will of God as the church, when we begin to decree, there are shifts that happen in the spiritual realm, in the heavenlies. Nag-iiba. There's something that happens when we begin to decree. And that's why it's very important. You know, that happened during the time of Ezra. Remember when the Israelites were in Babylon in exile? Naka-exile sila for how many years? 70 years, right? 70 years they were in exile, but there was a prophetic word from Jeremiah that they would return. And during this time, it was Cyrus who was a very evil emperor of Babylon, one of the most evil emperors, okay? After Nebuchadnezzar. And yet, the Bible says, itong Ezra chapter 1, verse 1, it says, now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it into writing. In other words, kahit na he was against ginawa niyang slaves, yung Israel, yung Israelites, during this time, the spirit of God, there was something in the spirit that stirred him up, that ordered him, okay, bumalik na kayo. Okay, bumalik na kayo sa Israel. And not only that, sabi niya, ito yung mga ginto. Ito yung mga, dalhin yung mga kailangan nyo. Papasayin ko yung mga bodyguards para maprotect kayo. Can you imagine? This despot, this very evil emperor, this very evil king, inayos ni Lord yung kanyang puso. So that the decree of God might be accomplished. Because there was a shift in the heavenlies, it resulted in a change so that the will of God might prevail here on earth. Let me tell you, sometimes you feel like ang daming nangyayaring earthquake sa buhay nyo. Right? And that feeling nyo, ang daming lagi kayo nasha-shake. But tonight, when we make declarations from the Word of God, we're going to make decrees that will shift things in the heavens so that what happens in the heavens, we will experience it here on earth. We will begin to declare even things that are not, even things that we don't see, we're going to decree it as though they are already. Amen? Decrees can bring a shift in the heavens and earth. And then what happens when we begin to decree? When God releases a decree, you know what happens? The enemy will also go on an assignment to issue a counter decree. Don't think that just because you are proclaiming the gospel, the word of God, you're going to decree, wala nang gagawin, mag-uupo na lang yung ano, kawawa naman kami. No, no. He's going to issue a counter decree. He's going to come against you. He's going to lie to you. That's what happened also to the Israelites. Meron mga sila Sanballat and Tobiah. Laging nagde-discourage sa kanila. Look at Isaiah chapter 10 verse 1. Sabi dito, woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, who write misfortunes with which they have prescribed. Sometimes that's what you do. What you decree in your life. What you decree in your finances. What you decree over yourself. Kawawa naman ako. I'm always sick and tired because I'm sick and tired of my work. Or I'm, diba? Yung mga pronouncement mo, yung mga decrees. Okay? Or some of you have received those decrees maybe from your parents. Okay, from those authority over your life. Na-receive mo yun. Well, tonight, God wants to reverse and make a new decree for you. Amen? The decree of the enemy will always sound opposite from God's decree. I remember, you know, during January 1, 1836, there was a presidential decree made by President Abraham Lincoln. Okay, a presidential decree niya, when he became president, is to ban all slavery. It's called the Emancipation Decree of Abraham Lincoln. January 1, 1863, when he became president. Now, on January 2, the following day, how many slaves technically should there be? Zero, right? But how many slaves were still there? Konti lang yung na-free sa slavery. Why? Because many of them did not hear the decree. Many of them, okay, did not believe. Yung iba narinig nila yung decree, but they did not believe the decree. Kala nila, ay, siguro pang ibang time pa yan. Baka hindi para sa amin yan. Yung iba naman, their masters lied to them. Uy, para doon sa ibang state lang. Pero kayo, okay, 20 years from now pa yan. And some of you, although God already made proclamations and declaration about your life, the enemy has been lying to you and saying, you know, yung blessing, sa kanila yun. Kasi sila mas nagpipray kasa sa'yo. I mean, kung ano nung lies ng enemy. But let me tell you, if you are a believer, if you are in Christ, how many of you are in Christ? If you are in Christ, God's promises, God's decrees are yes and amen. In fact, wala dito sa ano, but you know, Colossians chapter 2, verse 17, and it's a very important scripture, it says that the substance, okay, there are things, whatever you're experiencing today, Colossians 2:17 says, the ultimate reality is found in Christ because the things that are in the past are just shadows of what is truly are. Jesus is the ultimate reality. Kung anuman reality na experience mo ngayon, you can base your ultimate reality in Jesus Christ. That's why we can make this decree. Jesus came here so that we can experience the ultimate reality that is found in Jesus Christ alone. So if you are experiencing, okay, lack or sickness, let me tell you, that's not your ultimate reality. Your ultimate reality can be found in Jesus Christ. That's why we can make this decree tonight. Amen? Finally, okay, I don't want to belabor this because I want this time where we can experience the power of God. And this is for all of us. Again, if you are in Christ, many of you, or almost all of you, raise your hands. This is our part. God has anointed us. Sabihin mo, sa katabi mo, God has anointed you. To hear His voice. To decree His purposes. And to shift things in the Spirit through the authority that God has given you. God has anointed each one of us. Look at Psalm 44. This is my last verse. It says here, you are my king and my God who decrees victories for Jacob. Though you through you, we push back our enemies. Can you imagine that? We push back whatever enemy that is. God will push it back when we make that decree. Through your name, we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow, in my sword. It does not bring me victory, but you gave us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame, because in God, we make our boast all day long, and we will praise his name forever. Come on, give praise to him. He will push back all your foes. Lahat ng kaaway mo ngayon, lahat ng giants that you're facing tonight, God will push them back. God will, you know, behead them. You know, I remember the story that binigay ni Jane Hammond about this power of decree. When she shared this, okay, to the church, she referenced Esther chapter 9, verse 1, when there was a decree against Israel. But what happened was there was a reversal, because when the enemy wanted to destroy and kill all of Israel, okay, the Jews gained mastery over those who hated them. That very word reversal. And she was telling the story. She gave a picture, a dream that she had about the church. In this dream, okay, nakita niya sa dream that there was a boxing match. They were, or parang octagon sa UFC. And there were two contenders doon. Dalawang demonyo na malaki. And they have, meron silang yung jacket nila or yung robe nila. Nakalagay sa robe nila sa likod. Yung isa, destroyer. Yung isa, devourer. Okay? And the both of them were actually taunting, because the Christians were observing. Sila nanonood sila. They were taunting the Christian, oh, come down and fight us. Come down and fight us. You know what? Walang ginagawa yung mga Christians. Nakaupo lang doon. And in the dream, she was shocked. Bakit nakaupo lang? Until she looked behind the Christians. Merong robe lahat ng Christians. Ang nakalagay sa robe, sa likod ng robe ng Christians, it's just the way it is. In other words, they have just accepted things na ganyan talaga ang buhay. Ganyan talaga, minsan nawawalan, nananakawan. They accepted things. They accepted the reality as the final reality. And so the devourer and the destroyer were actually making a heyday. And no Christians there. And so in the dream, she began to shout and say, no, we will not tolerate. She began to proclaim that decree of reversal, just like in Esther chapter 9, verse 1, to reverse things. And you know what happened? When she woke up, shared this dream, there was a businessman. He got that word. He got that and began to proclaim that decree. Itong businessman na to had a contract with the government. But suddenly, the contract was reneged. Okay? Hindi in honor ng government for some various laws. And so, nalugi siya, investment ng several, couple of millions of dollars. And so, what happened? When he began to proclaim, and he began to decree a reversal, when he began to come against the devourer and the destroyer, you know, after 3 months, the government called and said, you know what, there was an error. There was an error in us cutting your contract. And so, we want to make amends. We're gonna not only restore your contract, but for every day na may loss ka, we're gonna give you this amount. So, kung ano man yung contract niya, for example, yung contract niya is 1 million, he ended up getting $5 million. And not only that, because of that, the next year, okay, nag-triple pa. Expanded in different states. Let me tell you, there's power when we make decrees and we take the will of God, the decrees of God, and activate them. In fact, when I heard this, I came back to my victory group and shared it to them. Shared it to them. That was several years ago, July. I remember that July. You know, I remember one of my victory group member, she had cancer. Another one naman, their house was about to be repossessed by the bank. And another couple, ninakawan yung partner nila, okay, stole money. And so actually, they had lots of debts. Umiscape yung partner nila. So, wala silang kita, dami lang utang, and wala silang way to really pay off. So you know what happened? When I shared it, they all gathered and began to declare and began to decree a reversal in their situations. Jesus Christ, okay, is the final authority, is the ultimate reality. And so, July yun, no, pagdating December, di ba, after the faith goals, parang ginagawa natin, di ba? Tapos, mid-year kasi yun. Eh. So when we came back, you know what happened? Una yung sa cancer, she was, karoon siya ng total remission. In fact, even today, she's fully healed, okay? The one na yung bahay-in-la was about to be repossessed, someone actually blessed him para puntahan yung banko and not only to get it back from the bank, but to renovate the house. And yung umalis yung may business partner niya, nakawan siya ng business partner niya, you know what happened? At the end of the year, okay, meron siyang actually may small business na konti lang yung kita for the longest time. And suddenly, during that time, sobrang madami siyang international orders, talagang yun na nag-sustain sa kanila and yun nag-tide over sa kanila to be able to pay the debts that you have. Let me tell you, there's power when we take the Word of God and combine it in faith and we make decrees, okay, for us. That's why tonight, we're gonna apply this for us personally and we're gonna apply this for our nation. Magdi-decree tayo for our nation. Because our nation has received a lot of negative decrees, right? Maybe from some of you, maybe from me as well. That's why kailangan natin mag-repent to change our mind and make positive decrees. Amen? Just let me tell you, marami nang reveal prophetically that our nation will be a first world nation. That we would be a missionary sending nation. Diba? Kasi Philip nga, we're named after Philip the evangelist. Kaya nga, kailangan tayong mag-send out. That we should be the lender and not the borrower. In fact, there was a seed reality of this maybe a couple of years ago when nagpahiram tayo sa EU. I don't know if you heard that news. That's only the start. We're supposed to be the top and not the bottom. Yun yung promise ni God for all of us that we will be truly a Christian nation. Amen?